I'm Paula Gordon with Perspectives for CNN. Dr. C.J. Peters' life's work is described in Virus Hunter. He's the former chief of special pathogens at the Centers for Disease Control. Dr. Peters says we need to understand the biology of epidemics and bioterrorism.
Evolution is real. I mean, people don't believe that. They think it's a theory, but we see evolution every day. Many of these microorganisms have a generation time between, let's say, 20 minutes and a day. So you can imagine how they can just go boom, 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 looking for a niche. And, you know, I think the ecology part is really crucial because the trade and transport, they stir things up. But the ecology is what makes it receptive.
Dr. Peters says both overuse and underfunding are also threats.
One of the things that is a major failure is our use of antibacterial drugs because of the promiscuous use of these drugs. We have destroyed the ability to treat many common infections with simple, non-toxic drugs. I've heard it put very succinctly that the problems that we've had in the public health infrastructure will not be fixed until it breaks completely.
Hmm.
I mean, your local health department and your state health department are largely floated through grants and different manipulations that they take to get money in rather than the direct funding that they, I think, deserve. And they're always understaffed. I mean, of course, everybody would always like to have more people, but that you could get more out of them. Your marginal return on investing more people and more money into your local and state health departments will be considerable.
There's more at paulagordon.com. With Perspectives, I'm Paula Gordon for CNN.